Today is Thursday, April 10th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Living Donor Day. We had a question about whether or not you would donate your kidney. If you had two good ones and someone needed one. It's also National Donate Life, Blue and Green Day. I'm trying to think, is there anything else you can donate when you're still alive? I feel like the only thing you donate when you're alive, oh, liver? So I guess you can donate a piece of your liver. You can donate a kidney. I don't think people donate things like lungs, even though we have two of those. I'm pretty sure. It's National Day of Silence. It is also National Submarine Day. National Pet Day. National 8-Track Tape Day. My dad used to have an 8-track deck, or whatever they call it, in his car. He had a Ford Pinto. And I believe those cars were ones that were known to catch and, like, go up into flames or something. I'm not really sure. It had an 8-track player in it, though. And it's also National Cheese Fondue Day. When I was in Florida recently, not recently, with like a year ago, my surprise on the last day I was there, I think it was the last day I was there, was Daniel took us out to a fondue restaurant. And we had fondue because I had mentioned on some show, and I do enjoy a fondue. Why not? Although I'm beginning to think, like most adults, I have a little bit of lactose intolerance. I don't want to be one of those people that says, oh, I can't have gluten. I can't have lactose. I can't have this. I can't have that. I don't want to be one of those people. But I do find when I have dairy-heavy stuff that I need to go to the restroom pretty much right away afterwards. Now, I love dairy, so that's something that it's fine. Like, I will do it. Spicy food, on the other hand, which I love, it is almost intolerable the next day. I have flaming diarrhea. Even if I have something like a spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's, which is not that spicy. Eating it is fine. Like, I can take a lot of spice, but coming out the other way, I just feel, ugh, I feel blah. But I still do it. I still do it. But the older I get, the more it's affecting me. So we do have a couple of messages we have from Mel. She says, you are correct. I'm not a school librarian. Oh, I already read that one. We have another one from Mel. She says, the title library worker covers all who work in libraries. Librarians have master's degrees here, but security, passport agents, IT, and maintenance will help run our library. We are a united front and now unionized. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Well, great, Mel. So you are a library. I assume then we mean, it says your handle, I can't talk, is I am a librarian. So I would assume you have a master's degree in library science or whatever they call it. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right. Well, let's have a look and see if we have any voicemails. Nope, we don't have any voicemails. So we will just move on to talking about the week. So this week has been, we are busy. This is starting the period of our busy, the rest of the year pretty much is going to be busy. So our new sanctuary is almost finished at church. And it's probably the footprint of the room is a little bit smaller than the other one, but it's the seating is much more. It's over double the amount of seating, and the stage is bigger as well. And not only that, we have a huge LED light wall. Think of those, if you've seen those documentaries or those how the movie was made sort of thing, where they show the big light walls, the big LED walls that they use for virtual sets. I'm burping and I don't even know why because I haven't eaten today. So If you've seen those, it's basically what our LED wall looks like, except it's not seamless. It is in pieces, and I don't know if that was cheaper or so. It's not one big, huge spanning the entire stage. They're rectangles, but we were told the reason they did that is because you can take them apart and you can reconfigure them. So if you want to do some special performance or something, you could stagger them or you could split it apart and have an opening in the middle and have a screen on each side, or there are all these things that you could do. So maybe it saved money, because I would assume, but I could be wrong, that seamless would be more expensive than having separate modules. Although I think they just click together. I think they're, each of the LED panels is like a square panel and they all click together. So I'm not really sure, but all I know is it's very impressive looking. And we had our first rehearsal in the space last night, and it was good. I can't hear myself as well as I could hear myself in the other space, and I'm not really sure why. So I'm playing, and I feel like I was trying to play a little bit louder because I couldn't hear myself. So I'll have to figure out and get used to that. But other than that, it's a very nice space, and I really enjoy, I don't know, it's nice. I just really enjoy it. And again, Mark made a comment about, I said, well, I don't know when you're going to get to see the new sanctuary. And he's like, I'm fine. I don't need to see the judgy sanctuary. It's because, you know, Baptists. And I'm not really a Baptist, but I go to this church because of the music program, because I want a place to play my trumpet. And I really enjoy playing church music. So it's kind of like the gay that's the organist at the local Methodist church. It's a similar thing like that. And we just have the best music program in the area. And also, because of working with our pianist at church, I get asked to do other things around the community, like the play that I did recently, Curtains, and then now the local university, I'm going to play Mozart's Requiem in a couple of weeks. So yeah, I'm starting to branch out. So maybe one day I'll be invited to do so many things that I won't have to necessarily play at church if I don't want to. But I definitely want to keep playing as much as I can, because it's a very important part of my life. And I really want to keep up the skill, and I want to keep it as a hobby as well. So other than that, and so we tonight, as you're listening to this, we have the very first service in the church, and it's just music. There's no preaching or anything like that. It's just kind of a warm up, a test run. And so I don't know how many people are going to be there, but I would assume it's going to be quite a few, because everyone's going to be very anxious to see the new sanctuary. So we're doing that tonight. And I think for dinner, I thought that Mark did not enjoy roast. Like a roast dinner, like roast beef. And so I stopped making it years ago because I just thought he didn't really like it all that much. And then we went over to my parents' house for dinner a couple of weeks ago, and they made a roast, and he made a comment that it was really good. Now, I don't know if he was being nice. I thought it was good because I'm a big fan of roast. When I was growing up, we would have roast every couple of weeks, maybe not every week, but we would have roast quite often. And Mom would do it in a crock pot or something like that. And after I got out on my own, I used to love to put a roast in the crock pot and leave it in there for, I don't know, 8 hours or something like that. And so that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to cook a roast. I'm going to leave it in there for a really long time and let it get really soft and tender. And then we're going to have roast and roasted potatoes and carrots for dinner tonight. And I'm trying to figure out if I can fit that in my calories, but I think I can. I thought chuck roast would have a lot more calories than it does, but it's only 140 calories per 4 ounces, which is not bad at all. In fact, just very lean ground beef is around the same. So I don't think it's as bad as what I guess it's not. I was thinking it would be more similar to like a ribeye or something like that has a lot of marbling. And the fat really adds the calories, but maybe chuck doesn't have quite as much fat as something like a ribeye, I'm not sure. But that's what I'm going to make tonight. But I'm recording on the day today, even though I normally record the day before, but because of my rehearsal last night, I wasn't able to get in here and get a recording done last night because we still had to eat dinner when I got home, and there just wasn't time. But so I'm recording today. But so tonight, that's what we will have. We will have roast. I'll put it on probably right after I edit and post this show. And then I will let it cook all the way until we eat tonight. But for the vegetables, I'm going to have to add them. I'm going to have to think about that because I'm going to be at church for an hour. And you don't want your vegetables to get too soft. So I'm not really sure about that. The way I do it is I layer a bed of onions on the bottom and garlic. And then I use beef broth. Now I have a beef broth kind of bouillon paste that I add to boiling water. But I put that in there. Sometimes I put a little beer, but I don't have any beer today. If I have a little extra wine left, I might put that in there. And then I'm going to use Lipton onion soup mix today because my mom always used to do that. And that just gives it extra oniony, nice umami flavor. And I do that. And then I just let it braise in the crock pot for as many hours as I can. But 8 hours is really very tender. So I'll do that. And then, like I said, I'll roast the potatoes. I'll do all of that. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it should be good. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.